weird rumors today about the Raiders and we're going to play in 2019. I don't know what to make of this one. So we go to the expert, Scott Baer, NBC Bay Area. What's up, Scott?
I literally just hit send on a story that hopefully explains a little bit of all this insanity. And no, there was no content in there about their playing in Birmingham. So that's at least, you know, some solace to fans that want to see them stay in the time zone.
So what's was this rumor? I saw Birmingham and Tucson working together on hosting the Raiders. Where did this come from?
Yeah, it sounds like a publicity play more than anything else. Birmingham wants to be treated like a major league city or a bigger town. They got a nice venue in Tucson. Reached out to the Raiders a while ago, hoping that maybe the Silver and Black would come down there and check things out. But ultimately, starting late last week, and this comes from the Coliseum Authority Executive Director, I spoke to him today, and he's saying that the Raiders have reengaged in talks with the Oakland to play 2019 at the Oakland Coliseum. So while nothing is done, there's at least progress in that regard, that those two sides are sitting back down at the table after a dark period that started in December when the city of Oakland sued the Raiders and the entire NFL for antitrust violations and breach of contract.
Scott, take us back a couple of weeks when the news emerged, reports that the Raiders may play at the, I don't even know, what's the Giants field called now? Oracle, that's right, Oracle Park.
Oracle Park, yeah.
Where did that come from? And inform the audience here in Vegas how that quickly fell apart.
Yeah, well, the Raiders and the San Francisco Giants engaged in meaningful and productive discussions to play the season, the entire 2019 season, at the ballpark in San Francisco. And the 49ers blocked it, in essence, because there's a rule in the NFL bylaws specifically addressing the Bay Area team, saying that the 49ers cannot play within the Oakland city limits without approval, and the Raiders cannot play within the San Francisco city limits without approval. I believe, and I emphasize that term, I believe that the Raiders thought the 49ers wouldn't care because they're getting ready to leave a major market, and and that they would kind of rubber stamp the Raiders playing in the city of San Francisco, especially with the 49ers playing 50 miles south in Santa Clara. That was not the case. The 49ers were not going to do that. They were not going to do that, especially after they weren't kind of formally included in discussions when the Raiders were marching down that road to play at Oracle Park. Oracle Park was a nice, happy medium, despite the fact they would still have to play on infield dirt because of two reasons. One, they didn't want to play at Oakland Coliseum because of the whole lawsuit thing. And Mark Davis doesn't like Levi Stadium, its location, the fact that it's all red with a 49ers museum and Super Bowl trophies and odes to Joe Montana. So Oracle Park was a nice, happy medium to keep them close to their Alameda training complex. Ultimately, the 49ers put the kibosh on that and didn't allow that to happen, which has kind of led the Raiders to circle back around and re-examine talks that had already occurred during the fall about returning for one last hurrah at Oakland Coliseum.
It would seem on the surface the Coliseum is kind of the only option right now then. I mean, there's all these options, but none are really, you know, decent for the Raiders if they want to stay in the area. They don't want to train in Oakland and play their games in Birmingham. They don't want to play in Mexico City. I mean, all these things that have been crazy rumors out there, it seems like they're kind of limited to the Coliseum. So does the Coliseum then say, okay, you have to come here, so here's your rent?
Yeah, they absolutely could. Now, I'm curious if they end up playing hardball or if they continue discussions on a one-year lease for $7.5 million, which is a considerable upgrade over what the Raiders were paying recently, but something that was kind of within the ballpark of rationality, as opposed to making it an eight-figure deal and holding them over the coals. One thing is that while there are some Oakland City Council members, I believe, on this Coliseum board, there's also a degree of separation between the city of Oakland, which is trying to sue the pants off of the Raiders and the league, and and this Coliseum Authority. It's a complicated situation, but to answer your question directly, in a simpler way, yeah, you're right. If they want to stay local, this is about it. All the college stadiums that you could think of at Cal or at Stanford or at San Jose State, they all have different problems or different issues that don't make them options. And really what it comes down to is, if you want to have them close, if you don't want to go walk into John Gruden's office and say, "Hey, coach, you're going to play 20 road games," then ultimately Oakland Coliseum is the right place to be.
Yeah, if they're going to play at San Jose State, they might as well come to Sam Boyd Stadium. I mean, that's not,
exactly.
Not much different. Is the Coliseum prepared for them to come back? And I said, I know the A's still play there, but I was actually at the train station up there last week. It looked like there's a ton of, like, industrial waste and, like, seats. Like, it doesn't look like it's that close to being ready to be a stadium again.
Yeah, it's going to be by the time that they would need to use it. They use that venue for a lot of kind of strange stuff, and they also have to do some sort of renovation because, despite the fact that we've seen lots of pretty renderings about where the A's are going to play next, they're freaking nowhere. So, I mean, the A's could be playing there for a long time. So you probably saw some, at least hopefully, some kind of plumbing issues that can be worked out so the place doesn't smell like a sewage treatment plant every time you go to the locker room. But, yeah, ultimately, you know, I'm curious to see the type of spin that is going to come out of this thing. If they do end up staying at Oakland Coliseum, if that ends up being the spot where they end up, and that's still not a done deal yet, you know, if it's, oh, we did our due diligence and this is the best place for us, when I think in reality, and I kind of tell you guys this because you guys aren't here in the market, it's been a cold reception for the Raiders this year more than others. There's been less of a willingness from politicians especially, and even the local teams, to help out the Raiders as they continue the final leg of their transition to Las Vegas. And that obviously counts the 49ers that they wanted them to come to Levi's and pay some rent and earn some money down at Levi's. They didn't want the optics of playing in San Francisco. You know, the A's aren't going to move a muscle. The Oakland politicians aren't going to. And actually, they started making phone calls to their brothers and sisters in the San Francisco political sphere and said, "Hey, don't help them. Don't don't let them make any progress towards Oracle Park." So I wouldn't say that they've met resistance, but they've definitely met with some shrugs and some inability to kind of help through the 2019 season. And while I think in general the Raiders have been decently well received and taken care of since they've been approved for relocation, that includes from the fans who show up on game day, this last one, right, like as we get ever so close to the Mayflower van heading to Henderson, you know, it might get a little chillier the closer we get.
Scott Baer is with us from NBC Bay Area, as we were actually opening with the weird rumor today that Birmingham and Tucson were going to make a run to share the Raiders' home games. That's, as it turns out, appears to be complete bunk. I don't know if you're going to have an answer for this, but I wonder if you've talked to the NFL. What would happen if the Coliseum is $15 million? Is there any point where the NFL actually steps in and goes, you know what, how about we help the Raiders? How about we help them try to find... It's amazing how hands-off the NFL is with one of its 32 franchises as they're, to me, publicly embarrassed for months.
I think ultimately... And this has been... It's grabbed a lot of headlines locally and nationally, and I think that the commissioner and the league... I think... I haven't talked to someone from the league about this, so I have to preface it. But I think that the league just wants this to be resolved in some way, that they just want it to be over with. And the last foreseeable relocation to be done and the last angry market to be, you know, moving on towards the future here. So, you know, ultimately I think the league would prefer it if they played at Levi's. Let's not forget that with all these G4 loans and the Vegas stadium is getting one themselves, they paid $200 million to build a stadium in Santa Clara, and that is constructed to house two teams, right? So they could easily just say, and they would prefer, just go down to Levi's. It's built for two teams. It's 30 miles from your front door. It's a short bus ride. It's there and ready, and you don't have to make a single change to the venue. Just play there. That's it. Just
right.
play there. And that's what they would have preferred, I think, ultimately. That's what a lot of people within the league thought made the most sense. It did not make sense to Mark Davis. It did not make sense to the Raiders, you know, for a lot of reasons why they didn't want to play there. And then after this territorial rights issue with Oracle Park, I think the relationship between the I don't think the 49ers and Raiders are sending Christmas cards next December.
No.
And I definitely don't think that Levi's, after Oracle was kind of shut down, and who knows, maybe you guys can play this tape back next week after they've agreed to a Levi's lease or something. You can rub it in my face. Because this thing changes every 15 minutes, right? But ultimately, yeah, I mean, I just think that they weren't going there after the territorial rights at Oracle Park were exercised.
Let's close talking some personnel. Do the Raiders have interest in Antonio Brown? Would they trade one of those first-round picks, the ones in the 20s, to get AB?
I wouldn't, especially after all the misgivings. And I mean, for some reason, the reckless driving and all the crazy comments bother me less than the blonde mustache. That one really is a red flag for me.
Pushed you over
it
the
just
line.
Is. Yeah, oh, yeah. I mean, I don't want anybody on my team with a Demolition Man, Wesley Snipes haircut, like none of that kind of stuff. But, you know, nonetheless, I don't know if they have interest. They're pretty tight-lipped over there these days. And you can, and I wrote something today that John Gruden had a bunch of really nice things to say about Antonio Brown. He has a bunch of nice things to say about a lot of people that he doesn't employ. So, but ultimately, the Raiders are an option for Antonio because they have the draft capital, they have the money, they need a complete positional overhaul, they need a number one and all these other types of things. And John Gruden got a heck of a lot out of Jerry Rice and Tim Brown, and yeah, Antonio Brown is in that discussion. So I think there's a lot of reasons why it could work. I don't necessarily know if they're going to reach that far out. If I'm the general manager, which it's fun to play one on TV, those three first rounders are mine, and nobody's getting them without paying a king's ransom. So I think if you want 35, the first pick in the second round, okay, we can talk. I don't know. Is Antonio Brown the mercurial sort of a high risk acquisition that may drop him into the third round? I'm curious to see what that market's going to ultimately land on. I know this guy is a supreme talent. He's going a little TO these days, and that always worries you.
Last one. We got about a minute left here with Scott Baer from NBC Bay Area. Bryce Harper to the Giants? Is it going to happen?
Oh, my gosh. I think that my website has pushed out, I don't know, 28 or 30,000 Bryce Harper posts. It's like Bryce Harper sneezed. That means he loves the Giants. He once posted on Instagram that he thought the Transamerica building was cool. That means that he's definitely coming to the Giants, right? 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 That's
sure.
So freaking bad with so many holes that they need something to cling to. That's what the Giants normally go for. I'm still not holding my breath on that. I don't know if they're going to be able to put together the longest-term offer that could be enticing to a talent and obviously a Vegas raised superstar like that. And I say that as, I don't know, he's probably my favorite individual player in this game.
Really?
So I think I just like guys that play extremely hard and don't care what you think about them, and that's him in a nutshell. So ultimately, you know, I don't know if he ends up there, but he's going to get paid by somebody, and then they're going to market him and make a bunch of money off of his name and likeness.
Scott, we appreciate it. I know you have a very busy day today. I think you got GSW coverage coming up tonight. You can follow him on Twitter, @BearNBCS. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you, gentlemen.